I'm recording Mrs. Sue Berriman talking about White Frigate and her memories of White Frigate. And I understand, Sue, that you've got memories and links with White Frigate that go back a long time.
Yes, that's right. We can go back to the Punch Hotel. But first of all, I'll start by saying we used to go regularly down White Frigate in order to get to Backer Market, as my mother would say. Why it was always referred to as Backer Market, I will never know. But we would catch the number 62 trolley bus on Princess Avenue and get off outside the old boots shop in King Edward Street. The trolley bus would then proceed round Queen Victoria Square to turn round and wait outside what was Hepworth's and then next. And then we would catch that there to go home. From there, we would cross what is Car Lane at that point to the Punch Hotel, where my great grandfather was the publican. And a few weeks ago, my brother contacted me with a Facebook link and a picture of a very poorly lady outside the Punch Hotel, and you can see the old Willis Ludlow in the background. And we decided that very definitely that was a picture of our grandmother, and probably not more than a year before she died. It's quite a poignant photograph. Lots of busy street scene, but very definitely our grandmother. And from there we would walk across Monument Bridge, where once the Wilberforce statue stood, and pass where is now the excavations of the Beverley Gate, and go past the end of the side of the dock where Stephen's ice cream van was always in attendance. And if we were lucky, we were allowed to get a cornet, or the adults would have an ice cream sandwich where you got a wafer and put it in a holder, and they would scrape the ice cream onto it and put another one on, and occasionally it was a chocolate wafer. And further down, you know, as we then progressed down White Frigate, you would progress past Marks and Spencer's, and how I regret the passing of Marks and Spencer's. But what people never do down White Frigate or in any shopping street is look above the facades. And if you look above the Marks and Spencer shop, it's the most wonderful Art Deco building. So it must have been built in the 30s, probably. But, you know, White Frigate was one of the main shopping streets for clothes and shoes. And as you progress down White Frigate, you would find BHS, British Home Stores, before it moved into what was the Co-op building with the ships on the facade. I think it was the BHS shop that then became Mothercare, which I frequented very regularly when my children were young in the 80s. And then, of course, there was Littlewoods down there as well, which is possibly now the Dove House shop. And again, at least one of those shops has got wonderful Art Deco facades above them. They really are stunning for anybody who goes to look at them. On the opposite side of the road was the Cardoma Cafe and the Lions Cafe. And the Lions Cafes were ubiquitous countrywide, as somewhere you could go and get a cup of tea and a bit of cake or a sandwich for a cheap lunch. And right next door to it was Cardoma, which I think has resurfaced in Alfred Gelder Street now, a Cardoma Cafe. But if you look carefully at those buildings, you can still see the old sign lighting of Cardoma there. And of course, that's very near to what until recently was Boots. I think that's now just closed down, hasn't it, and gone into St. Stephen's. And like a lot of the premises down there, they're all owned by Trinity House, and the Trinity House derives an income from their rent. And on the Heritage Open days, I have been in the Boots building onto the first floor, because I believe it was something like the Customs House before it became Boots. So many shops have disappeared from there. What is now Boyes's, that was Woolworths. And, you know, so many shops that we all depended upon. But what I remember perhaps most of White Frigate was the crush, the number of people walking down the street. It was like walking down Walton Street in the fair, you know, 10, 15 abreast, and you literally had to dodge your way down to go. There were so many people. Once you got to Woolworths, near the corner of Trinity House Lane, on the left, of course, you had the Land of Green Ginger. And to this day, I think nobody really knows where that name came from. And the little window so that people could watch the horses parked out there. But of course, if you go down Trinity House Lane to Backer Market, there was a very thriving open air market on, I think, something like Tuesdays, Fridays and Saturdays, with the inevitable Bob Carver's tent serving fish and chips, which I believe was cooked over the heating source was a coal fire. And it never tasted the same once it was moved indoors. But, you know, the market was absolutely thriving. And I remember one stall, and the stall holder, I think it was called Chico or something like that, and he would sell anything, crockery, tins. And of course, you always got the banter of, and now I'm not even going to charge you £10. I'm not going to charge you £8 nor £5. Tell you what, you can have two for £3. you know, there were hardware stalls, clothes stalls. And it was just such a thriving market. It's such a pity that we don't have a market there anymore. And then as you look across the market square to the old grammar school building where William Wilberforce himself was educated, it's now the Hands-On History Museum, with an old Victorian classroom at the bottom, where a friend of mine does the job of being a very stern Victorian school teacher. But if you go upstairs, it's the history of Hull and its people, which concentrates on the lives and families of two ordinary Hull people. And the lady, Elsie, is my mum. And as you climb up the stairs, you can hear her voice talking about her wedding day and how her mother-in-law had said that we had corned beef for our wedding breakfast. And you can see artifacts that my mother's given, photographs of her wedding, her in the Land Army, her children, i.e. my brother and myself, and her grandchildren. And as you go round the display, in decals above some of the displays, are other members of our family, my great aunt and my aunt and uncle. It's fascinating. But coming back across through the market, you would go into the indoor market, which was just about 100% food. The large market hall was mostly fruit and veg and bakery. And then the long extension was all meat and fish. Now there's no fish stall, there's one meat stall, one veg stall, and a lot of cafes and other things which, you know, again, I think are sadly missed. But coming back into White Frigate and progressing down past into Silver Street, there's a very tiny little alley on the left-hand side which goes through to the old White Hart with the infamous plotting chamber, where the people who denied the king entry to the city of Hull are reputedly plotted their deeds. But these around that area of Hull are quite a lot of little alleyways that cut through, and most people don't even know that they are there. If you then continue Silver Street, across Lowgate, you then get into High Street. And the stave there links over the new bridge, which rotates round. A new bridge, footbridge over the river. But if you then walk left up the High Street, on the right you pass William Wilberforce's house and you get to the Streetlife Museum, where once again the Berryman family have a presence in the large blue single-decker bus, which my husband owned and which appeared at our wedding to take the guests to the reception. So, you know, the family has quite a lot of interest in the city. If you were to go through the market and onto the pier, looking down the slope at the Oswash, as it's locally known, my grandfather used to take his horses there to wash them. We were in the cafe, which is called Oswash now, and I was talking to my husband about it, and one less than bright person, "Oh, is that what it means?" Had no thought about what it meant at all. So, you know, the city has changed so much. White Frigate has changed so much. I mean, when I was a child, you know, White Frigate was a road and cars drove up it. So despite the fact that people were spilling all over the road, you had to dodge around the cars. It's so, so different now. The whole of that area is pedestrianised. You know, of course, my family would remember when Monument Bridge was a lifting bridge into the Queen's Dock, which is now Queen's Gardens.